the residents of Abhayagiri have come to practice with you. So myself, along with Ajahn Yatiko on this side, Ajahn Yatiko, Ajahn Sanyamo, Tangachana on the end, on this side, Ajahn Krunadamo, Anagarika Evan, and Debbie. We will be giving reflections and guidance in meditation and practice, so that hopefully it will be useful. Bear with us as we try to unravel themes of practice and themes for contemplation. We'll also, probably starting tomorrow, we'll put a basket out for out on the outside for questions and answers. If people have any questions in practice that are coming up, and be able to address that. I think the way I envision it would be to have a reflection in the morning, a Dhamma talk, and guidance. When do we start? About 8:30, something like that. So 8:30, begin with a talk, and then we would practice through the morning, breaking for lunch, and then come back again after lunch, 1:30, and there would be another instruction, teaching at that point, and then we would practice in the afternoon, sitting, walking. There'll be at 4:30, there'll be an opportunity for stretching, yoga, exercise. Karina has agreed to help with that. That's very much appreciated. Hitesi sent the list of people who were on the retreat. It was noticeable this year how a lot of old people. I mean, myself included. I'm not excluding myself. It was quite noticeable. And to me, what was really interesting as well is that it filled up in less than a week. Yeah, those old people really got in there. right on the case. That was great. So that there is an opportunity for stretching. There's a lot of, I know what my old bones feel like, so stretching and doing some exercise is really helpful for the meditation and general well-being. Of course, there's a break for tea and whatever for a walk, and then we gather again at 7 o'clock. We begin with whatever questions there are at that point, then I would see if I've got an answer for them. So trying to keep the routine quite simple. This evening we can maybe begin with a evening chanting. And of course we'll be doing morning chanting, evening chanting, morning chanting at 5:30, evening chanting after the Q&A. Introducing these traditional elements and bringing in the devotional aspects of practice through this period of time of our 10 days here together. We'll be able to try to give an overview of how to use these different elements of the teachings and practice. This evening, after we do the evening chanting, then people could also determine the three refuges and the eight precepts as a basis for container of the retreat. So we can begin with the evening chanting.